Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. Election day, of course. Everyone is on edge for election day next Tuesday. Oh, how things will change. The new boss, same as the old boss, right? Just like Elon Musk, Twitter, bowing to the ADL and other organizations, apparently. Hey, you know. And of course, we've got open borders in the South and all that stuff. It's the same stuff, different day. Empty brains, empty shells, empty stomachs. That's where we're headed. If you think it's bad today, oh, you just wait. If you think that the midterms are going to solve things for you, oh, you just wait. Lady, the studio dog, and myself, we were talking about certain things, and she was pretty upset about the state of affairs. As a matter of fact, I just want to say this: two things. I'm wearing, and I want to thank the person who gifted me this tie, a listener. This is a tie of dogs on there. Okay, you German Shepherds, wait, which is the logo of her show. But back in the day, there used to be a company called Big Dogs, and I had a shirt. One of the shirts that a sweatshirt that I had was a dog. It was like a Saint Bernard with a bandaged paw. Okay, and the meme of the shirt was, "I'm looking for the guy who shot my paw." Play on words, of course. And that's not necessarily true with guest Steve Quayle, part of the program, of course, today. No one shot his paw; just has had a little injury, minor injury on his paw, but no worries at all. Just a few things very quickly. Again,
did he take his frustration out on the fridge?
No, that's me usually. Oh, yeah. Not on the fridge, on a wall and stuff like that. Erica,
we have a dent remover for file cabinets, fridges, trash cans, computers.
Did you or did you not have to patch a drywall that I put my fist through a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. So
leather patches for bullet holes and couches and.
Yeah, but we can't talk about that. Okay. All right. But. Yeah, enough of the fun stuff. The Biden is a tyrant, basically. Yeah, did you see him last night? Of course, you probably didn't. But what a divider in chief he is. And other things to be concerned about. Take a look at this graphic. People don't get the lateness of the hour. Steve Quayle has been talking about this for a long time. He's been proven correct. Yeah, the map. Take a look at this map. Or not that one. Steve's. That one. There you go. Reports of mid-air missile intercept over Silver City, Yukon. Now, I'm going to tell you something, okay? America, as Steve had said before, is going to be a hissing. Hey, we are pissing a lot of people off, okay? The Biden regime, they're pissing a lot of people off, and here to talk about that, of course, and more is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. If you haven't done so already, make sure you sign up for all of his alerts, Q-files, everything that you can possibly get from Steve, okay? That's all I'm going to say. The books, oh my goodness, the books are just tremendous. Again, one of my favorites on my nightstand, Jesus, the premise of the promise, but even the Omega Drought, as you're seeing up there, folks, all of this is relevant today. So please go to stevequayle.com, gen6.com, but stevequayle.com. And then from there, you can, hop over to the store and make sure that you load up on the merchandise, because on the information, because it really will tell how far ahead he was, but what's coming. And that's what everyone's looking for. Steve, thanks for joining me. And I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Doug. Never in the history, and I know both ancient history, prehistory, and contemporary history, has a nation been so at war with the living God, at war with itself, and at war with all of the nations around us? And you quoted the statement that I made so many years ago, that America would become a hissing in the nostrils of the nations around us. When God judges a nation, the nations around that nation being judged know, they know instinctively. They may not worship the God of Israel, the God of, and when I say Israel, I'm talking biblical Israel, the God of the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the 12 tribes. The thing is that what people are not seeing is everybody in the world hates our guts. And within another 2 months of winter, you're going to watch 2 to 3 months of hard winter. You're going to watch Germany and France do a 180 degree turnaround, because what all leaders, dictators, potentates, and rear ends don't want is, they don't want uprising in their country, because they want to have it nice and cushy for them, their sakes, but make sure it's miserable for their citizens' sakes. And we're watching this happening first and foremost in Britain. Britain is a basket case as far as financially, as far as morally. Today, the ambassador was called, the British ambassador, it's a she, was called to give an account of why Britain blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Now, I've seen incredibly vacuously indifferent entities on the internet saying, well, we don't know that for sure. Yes, they do know it for sure. And Russia said, you either admit to it or we're going to present the evidence to the world. And Hal Turner, kudos to him. He had the whole story from his background. You know, Doug, it's interesting to me. If people don't like the messenger, they automatically reject the message as being untrue. For instance, Eric, if you'll put that previous picture up, okay, of the map over the Yukon, this is a story that Hal put up on his website. I independently verified this, Doug. Independently means I didn't know about this until I saw it on Hal's site. And then I went out and reached out to different people. Reports of a mid-air missile intercept over Silver City, Yukon. This was the first ICBM test of that kind of distance that came courtesy of North Korea. People have got to get over the idea that North Korea can't do this. Then, yesterday, maybe it's in the wee hours of our morning, but yesterday, the South Koreans and the Japanese said North Korea sent another ICBM that went over the Japanese islands and landed in the Pacific Ocean. Well, they had a failure of the second stage. But what I don't think people understand is that there is an intense amount of activity. So 2 weeks ago, I think it's about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little longer, we had the first ICBM. Now we have the second. The next thing that's going to shake the world, my guess, is either a hydrogen bomb going off, thermonuclear, because again, the North Koreans have achieved that, or we're going to see another atom bomb test. And I don't know if they'll keep it underground, and they may not. At the same time the ICBM was sent out, there were 21 North Korean fighter craft in the air, which had never happened before, even during drills. So they anticipated they were going to hit the United States. Calculations on the trajectories said it was headed to Washington, D.C. Have you heard, Doug? Has anybody heard that?
No.
Well, there are smart guys that can tell you, you know, they can figure all the math associated and everything. And had it not been intercepted, and where was intercepted, an intercontinental ballistic missile can go from 1,200 to 1,800 miles in up into the, you know, atmosphere. And then when it was starting to arc, at the point it was starting to arc, that's where it got taken out. Had that not happened, who knows what would have come to pass. But what we're seeing right now is war on all fronts, whether it's Finland joining with NATO, whether it's the 30,000 American troops. By the way, that's just what they admit to, 30,000 American troops now in the Ukraine, whether it's the nuclear, what is it, W-81 warheads that have moved in to Poland. Every red line that Russia has laid out has been crossed. every red line. So what I want people to understand is this. The title of today's show starts out with empty brains. People have chosen what I would call reality disassociative denial, okay? I've got other plays on that word, like reality avoidance syndrome or disorder. But because of their empty brains, they don't want to entertain anything painful. I just pulled up on my website a 2017 article on why facts don't change our minds. You've often said we're set. We heard it. We're set in our ways. A task can be repeated and it can be acceptable within the context of your brain, that normalcy, some people call it normalcy bias, cognitive dissonance. We're calling it, just to get to the bottom line, empty brain syndrome, okay? Empty brain syndrome or non-thinking Borgs, okay? In other words, automatons who go on with their normal practices or routines in life, never thinking that's all going to change. So what's critical, I think, for people to understand today is empty brains will lead to empty shelves. It gets worse and worse. I just put an article up on my website about Walmart's rehabbing problems sourcing food and other staples that everyone that shops at Walmart, the biggest, retail store complex in the world, now people are sending pictures. It's not until reality touches each and every one of us in something that we've taken for granted that we even, you know, respond. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, that was the video from Walmart. When I checked your site this morning, I think it was this morning, I saw that and I thought, you know, how can people see what I'm seeing that was shown in that video report and not accept that? And that's that empty brain syndrome that you have, the reality avoidance that you call it. I think people are afraid, Steve. I really do. I think fear has overtaken the ability of people to reason. And that's a scary place to be for normal people or people with normal sensibilities. That's for sure.
Well, fear paralysis, you know, that's where the term scared to death. I mean, people, and that's what Jesus was speaking about when, with all the events coming upon the earth, men's hearts would fail them for fear. In other words, they're going to drop dead of heart attacks. Gee, right now we have a preview of that. But with all the people dying of, the vaccination, and I would say this, the intentional murderous design to kill off as many humans as possible. And Doug, at the same time, I think it's important that people understand that we will engage people that agree with us because it makes us feel like we're seeing the world and they're seeing the same thing. But we can, you know, this, if you have a different focus or an outlook, the Democrats will see Biden's speech as brilliant. The rest of the world says he's insane. They do. And the rest of the world is mocking us openly. We had, you know, I used to say stuff like, well, you don't know that. Well, the Saudi Arabians made it very clear. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, in other words, all of the Arab countries and Russia, which is not an Arab country, is a member of OPEC. They're all withdrawing their presence from the United States. Again, we are being isolated unto destruction. And destruction can come multiple ways, but slowly by slowly, like a moth-eaten garment, little bites pretty soon produce big holes. So again, Doug, that what you saw in the video of Walmart, that's endemic across the country. It's not just Walmart. And isn't it interesting, ladies and gentlemen, the more you hear about farmers having to plow under their fields, no fertilizer, no diesel fuel, no tractors, no tractor parts, guess what? The biggest WEFers, yes, WEFers, are out buying up all of the land. And what the WEFers aren't buying, the Chinese sovereign wealth funds are buying. We are a dispossessed nation. We are a demon-infested nation, but with a demon infestation, my opinion, becomes the dispossessing of a people from their lands. We're watching. We're watching that. Do you want to play that video clip right now?
Yeah, sure, we can. I mean, I think it's good. Go ahead.
Yep.
Empty shelves can still be seen across many of its stores is quite alarming, especially at a time when pretty much everyone in the industry is saying that food supplies are going to get increasingly tighter in the months ahead. Even though its executives say that the company is actually overloaded with too much stuff, shoppers tell a different story. Many customers have recently reported on social media what they're seeing every time they go grocery shopping at Walmart. Plenty of stock outages, bare aisles, and scattered merchandise all around the superstore. And if you notice that your local Walmart was closed during Thanksgiving, well, you'll probably have to get used to it. CEO John Furner says that opening stores during national celebrations is a thing of the past. And while he justified the temporary shutdown by saying that employees deserve to spend the day with their loved ones, we all know that the retail giant's workplace policies are not that amicable. Thanksgiving is typically one of the days with the highest sale volumes of the year for retailers, and experts note that Walmart's move may actually be a strategy to ensure inventory for longer, as more shortages are expected to emerge by Christmas. The company's latest woes might be a hint of what the entire sector will be facing soon. And if that's really the case, we all should start worrying. We have a lot to discuss today, but before moving on, please support our work with a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe. After the pandemic broke the complex web that tied supply chains together, things were never the same again. Although authorities and the media kept insisting that shortages would soon be gone, they're still here, and they continue to impact our everyday lives. Even Walmart, the seemingly unshakable retail giant, is reporting growing supply chain challenges, and customers continue to complain about not being able to find the products that they want and need. If conditions are looking bad for the superstore chain, what is the outlook for companies that are far smaller, far weaker, and have significantly fewer resources? We'll probably learn the answer to that over the next few months. With the holidays approaching, Walmart continues to be a one-stop shop for many people, suiting customers' needs for clothing, appliances, entertainment devices, and groceries. However, in many recent Reddit threads, shoppers have been voicing concerns over growing food shortages in their Walmart stores, especially for frozen goods, fresh produce, meats, and more recently...
I don't want to take time away from Steve. This is a good place to stop. The link is at stevequayle.com. I'll put it in the program description box as well for Hagman Report, but stevequayle.com about Walmart. Do you believe your own eyes? Was that image there that came through? And a lot of people don't, or they're trying to, Steve, they're trying to justify it, saying, well, the back rooms, and I saw this on the comments section of this video. Hey, I work at Walmart. The back rooms are filled with merchandise. Okay. Well, why isn't it on the shelves? And there's reasons for this. And I know that we are engaged in asymmetrical warfare right now, World War III, where they're going to starve us. They're going to keep us in the dark. They're going to freeze us out. There's a lot of things going on. So take it from there, brother. Watch the whole clip, folks. Watch the entire 12 and a half minute video. There's a lot of information there. Go ahead, sir.
Isn't it interesting, Doug, that the left, always the Bidenites, the vacuously indifferent people who only see one side of an argument, they're watching Europe starve. They're watching energy taken away. I put it on the report on my private briefings on BASF, one of the largest petrochemical. I mean, they make so much stuff. And BASF is running out of energy. So they're looking to build factories in China. They're claiming that 1 million Germans will be out of employment. That's a lot of money. Yet no one questions the overwhelming time switch to all this stuff happening. The sanctimonious sanctions against Russia, and listen, I'm not a Russian agent. Those of you who say that, go impale yourselves on a pitchfork, and I mean that. When you tell the truth, people want to believe a lie at the expense of truth. That's a very powerful statement. They will embrace lies more certainly than they will embrace the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is objective. Obviously, from our position, it is based on the Word of God. God set certain standards, parameters when he created mankind. And look at this. Those of you who believe that there is no God, there is no Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, there's only the aliens coming to save us because they created us. Look at how double ugly those creatures are. And what Doug and I have done on the Hagman fundraiser and the Gen 6 fundraiser is present some of the most hideous creatures that have ever been unearthed. These things are not nice. You don't want to bring them home to mother. And ladies and gentlemen, in this time period, and I think a great term is vacuous indifference. If something's vacuous, then obviously it's empty. So empty brains, empty shelves, which we just put up on the program, the Epic Economist. By the way, in my opinion, I don't know how those guys knock out so much fine video content. They're the best, in my opinion. They absolutely have good production quality, and they know how to focus in on the central issues that they're talking about, the Epic Economist. So I'd encourage people, that's an amazing, amazing production. It is so fact-intensive that even the greatest denialists, sure, they can deny it, but no amount of evidence will ever satisfy a skeptic until they're dying, either of thirst or of famine or on a train, and not a train to Georgia, you know? I forget Gladys Knight's name.
Midnight train. Yes.
Midnight train to Georgia. Thank you. So thank you for that. The amazing integration of lie upon lie and the building thereupon is astonishing. And Doug, you and I both know that the more people we encounter on a daily, and I encounter most people either on the internet, through emails, and I try and answer real ones. I won't answer people who have vacuous, cranial, empty for rent signs up there or for takeover. The takedown of America could not happen until the takeover of the thinking process of humanity. Let's get to children genital mutilation. At the height of the anti-terrorist movement, the West was appalled at female genital mutilation. Now it's politically correct to mutilate young men and young women by absolutely cutting off the different parts of their anatomy that God created them with. If you see some of the entities that are represented in some of the ancient artifacts that predate even the creation of Adam and Eve, and yes, there was a period. Yeah, I'm not going to argue it with on this show, but the bottom line is this stuff is so repulsive. But interestingly enough, they hate mankind. What we've been able to determine, I don't think I've ever said this on your show, through the glyphs and all of the sigils, which are another word for glyphs, all the things that we're running into our computer programs. And by the way, it's not me doing that. I can move a mouse. But these guys are pros and these ladies are pros. The thing that's central is the genetic manipulation, even with formulas, and the fact that you're talking about aliens and you're talking about things from 6,000 years ago, talking about DNA, and people say, oh, there was no term called DNA. Granted, it wasn't known as deoxyribonucleic acid, but it was shown in the double helix. It was shown with a different, if you will, four amino acids. The thing is that we've shown in such clarity that we basically put it up on the screen, I think, during the conference. So if you guys haven't registered for the conference, it happened months ago, but you can still sign up and get the 240-page report and also the video interviews. And we have the only video interview of someone who was actually in the Smithsonian. He laid it out for us perfectly and saw the Egyptian artifacts taken from the Grand Canyon and shown the giant bones and told we have one of everything.
You know, Steve, if I can just say this.
Please.
That's really what this is all about. The shortages, the everything that's going on today is, in my view anyway, when I look at especially the conference, folks, please get it now, okay? So while you still can, before they close off avenues to get it. Everything we're seeing right now has already been done or is based in the past. I look at this, I'm amazed at what I'm seeing, that the changing of our DNA today, that happened in Noah's time. That was why God washed the earth of the contaminated, and it wasn't, I mean, it would, they were, their DNA was contaminated, just like today that we're seeing the attempt to contaminate us. It's all about that, isn't it? I mean, I guess this is kind of a sales pitch for that mini conference, that fundraiser, and it's at HagmanReport.com. There it is right there. You will see in real time the items that have been unearthed by the Gen 6 team. But I mean, it's absolutely mind-blowing that we're seeing the same thing happen today. But this is what it's all about. Small g godlike creatures like Yuval Noah Harari trying to become small g gods over mankind, changing gods, changing the image of man away from God's image. That's what this is all about. This is a war for our salvation, not just survival, but salvation. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's a great statement. Salvation is on a personal level, and Yuval Noah Harari basically is on record saying they've killed God. I don't think so. And next, they're going to go after his body. But they've already been successful in deceiving Christians through the mouthpieces of some of the biggest Christian evangelists, ministers, whatever you want to call them in the world. Even one said, if Jesus were here today, he'd take the vaccine. No, he wouldn't. I mean, that's such a silly statement. But when people make that statement based on their, let's just say this, their persona and their prestige as being, you know, faithful ministers of the gospel, I believe that's what Peter was talking about. God's, and he said, if judgment begins at the house of God, what will be the outcomes? People said, you can't judge me for taking the vaccine. I said, I don't judge you for taking the vaccine. I'm telling you that you're going to reap what you've sown. And the Bible's very clear about failing to discern the body of Christ. I apologize for the phone in the background. So what we're watching right now, in my opinion, is that we're seeing the integration of all of the prophetic words in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I want to remind everybody of this, even secular hate God people who are talking about all of the calamities coming on the earth are they'll quote the book of Revelation. Well, of course, they quote Nostradamus or anybody who's famous that was concerned with the future. But what is problematic is they won't apply, Doug, the events of the future to the Word of God, and specifically the book of Revelation, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ that God gave to his servant John on the island of Patmos. So again, there's no context that I know of to place everything that's going on planet Earth into an understandable framework other than the Word of God. Because people throw up their hands. I've encountered this personally. I can't deal with it all. I can't deal with it all. My statement is, then you'll die in it all. Some people think that's really unkind. We wouldn't have been on talk radio all these years, podcasts, etc., if there wasn't a care for people who don't care for their lives. And you know, Doug, you and I've had this conversation. I've had it with a lot of different things. How can we care for people more than they care for themselves? If you warn, you get scorned. If you try and, you know, basically inform, they basically go into an attack mode. And everything, you know, that we document, we footnote, you put up just like Eric did on the screen. Anything that takes us out of the comfort zone is what absolutely has to be denied, because most people intellectually and emotionally cannot deal out of their safety zone. Go ahead, sir.
You know, you bring up a good point. And I was showing my wife late last night, some footage. You talked about the injecticide. And I was showing her a clip from Crowder that he was talking with a funeral director, showing what they're pulling out of the dead young people. And this is not normal. And she said to me, she said, you know, I have not heard about this anywhere else. And she's an avid viewer of things like Fox News and other networks, even OAN and stuff. But she said to me, that's the problem, I think, of most Americans. They're not listening to the right people. They're not listening to the people bringing them the truth. And I think that, you know, being so conditioned, Steve, to watch mainstream media, and this was her point, being so conditioned to watch mainstream media, when you see something that is contrary to what you've been exposed to for all those years, months, years, whatever, there's this knee-jerk reaction. So I think, and it's a hateful kind of reaction too. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing, we don't like that message, so we don't like the messenger. But not only don't we like the message, we don't want to believe the message, so we're not going to believe the message. I mean, it's really kind of a screwed up situation that they've gotten us into, that people, I think, are being subjected to. That's just my thought.
Well, I think that's well stated. And you know, prior to the show, I said, I've come to the conclusion that the mega churches, I won't deal with all this stuff. My new term, ladies and gentlemen, is horatoriums. And whore is spelled W-H-O-R-E hyphen A-T-O-R-I-U-M. Horatorium. Because when I make those words up, people spell it so it loses the meaning. Because again, we have become a nation that has forsaken the fountains of living water. Look, I don't have to tell everybody. You look back 20 years ago, it was a different country than it is now. You could still buy whatever you wanted on the shelves. You could still have accessibility to the bounty, the blessing, and the joy that used to be in this country. The Bible's very clear that under judgment, a nation, the word joy withers away from even God's people. And I think what's you quoted, there's nothing new under the sun. That's what Solomon said. And because the devil has been so effective in destroying so much humanity, the basic equation is this. Satan gets human beings to sin. God speaks to the sinning human being saying, repent and I'll forgive you. The unrepentant then are judged by the living God based on his word, and then they go blissfully into damnation. There's nobody talking about heaven and hell nowadays. There's not. The majority of preachers will not, even if they talk about a reprobate nation, which we are, ladies and gentlemen, a reprobate nation just means God has withdrawn his hand and he leaves. God leaves the nation unto its own devices. If you didn't listen to Biden's statements last night and prayerfully, I mean, some of it was so obvious, you're seeing a man that's telling you ahead of time, you are enemies of the state, people, MAGAs or conservatives, whatever, and we're going to, at our time, kill you. You do not vilify and make statements like that across the board without a very evil intention. And Kamala, you know, lost in space, Kamala is on record as talking about their 125 million people they got to get rid of.
Yeah.
I mean, Doug, I don't know. It's kind of like saying tomorrow you're going to go to the firing squad and people say, well, that's tomorrow. Today, I guess I got to go about my normal business, my normal things, because we'll see what tomorrow comes. And then when they basically have the knock on the door, they're taken away and they're put up against a wall. And there's a bunch of guys with rifles pointing at them. They think if they hum a tune and close their eyes, they're not going to die. I got news for them. Many built bullet-ridden walls testify against the folly of that kind of thinking. Yeah, that's what the American thinking is right now, in my opinion. Because where is the outrage? Well, we heard that the Republicans, you know, blah, 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 blah. The Republicans, where is the outrage of those people that were just vilified saying, we're going to come and we're going to kill you, talking about what the Democratic platform is? And Doug, I'm going to ask you this. What happens? Here's a good question. What happens if, for whatever reason, the November 8th elections are suspended, or during that period between the November 8th election, which is what, a couple days from now, and the 2024 election? What happens if it's suspended? Because a president can declare all kinds of stuff, and this man rules by decree, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Congress. Yeah. Where's Congress? Where's the Senate? You know,
I go back to your point. I go back to Rand Paul in the hearings with Fauci and others. But Fauci, everyone knows that, where he's just lighting Fauci up about his lies and about all of the stuff that Fauci's done, caught in lies. There's a lot of smoke, no fire. There's a lot of talk, but no action. And now, to your point about the elections, you know, anymore, it doesn't even have to, they don't even have to suspend the election. In Pennsylvania, we just got a notice here. Hey, don't expect results on election day. It might be a week. You know, I mean, come on. It's not that difficult of a process unless there's chicanery going on, and of course there will be. We can't trust our elections. We can't trust our elected officials. We can't trust anything. And that lack of trust, I think, is the basis for the outrage by us. And of course, the DHS statement saying, well, you know what? Anyone who's an election denier, we're going to deal with you. So, and you had said this back, and I remember this because we talked about this back during the MIAC days. You specifically, and there were a couple of others talking about MIAC and talking about making people like us enemies of the state. And people laughed and scoffed and said that won't happen. It's happening now. So here we are. And so I took us from election all the way back to, I don't know.
Fall. Yeah, I think that you went to the root of the problem. People will deal with the fruit of evil all day long. You know, they'll blame the political processes. And let me share this. You know, the political processes are based on one bodily function. It's a digestive process and everything associated with it, because they will eat up not only the people that, in my opinion, stupidly vote for them, but we're at a point where there is no legal or any form of appeal. There's no, how should I say this? There's no respect for the rule of law. We are a lawless nation. And in the New Testament, that's the mystery of iniquity, because even the whole idea of evil is so multidimensional that human beings that live in our dimension have a hard time, Doug, understanding the spiritual manipulations and the machinations of the earth puppets. That's the people that give themselves over to Satan and believe that he, the devil, is going to reward them. Well, I got news for you. You end up in hell. and you'll be screaming with the billions of people that are there at the right time in the future. Is this the man that deceived the nations? Is this the man that caused the nations to tremble? Because there is no, I would call this, call to repentance. And I get it all the time. Why do you say that? Because you're watching the destruction of your own country. And those of us who are parents and grandparents, I look at my grandkids, I pray for them nightly, but I see little boys and girls with and their parents walking blissfully, you know, coming out of clinics. And if they've got a little Band-Aid on the little boys, it's criminal to kill your own kids. Fauci. Now, the Atlantic magazine called for basically amnesty for all those guilty.
Yes, of I love your article on there. Yes, and if I can say this, because nothing gets me fired up more than this. Okay, F them. Okay, I am in no mood for amnesty. Every one of those people, their heads should be on pikes outside of the buildings, because what they have done and continue to do to our children and what we've allowed them to do. You talk about repentance. We've allowed this to happen, and it's our fault, and we need to put a stop to it. But you're absolutely right. I didn't mean to interject, but man, I'm telling you that article pisses me off. They well, let's come together, because quit this divide. No, you foisted this upon us. You made this your decrees, and now, I mean, you're killing our children. You're maiming our children. You're sterilizing the women. You're causing all this death and destruction. There is no talking anymore. There should be, in my view, there should be no talking anymore. Only action. And screw your amnesty. Go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, no, and you know, again, the how can we grant amnesty to mass murderers that go down? Because history, Jesus said, there's never been a time like it, nor would be again. And except the days be shortened for the elect's sake, there'd be no human beings left alive. How do you grant amnesty to the biggest mass murderers in history? The lies that came out from Fauci, and Fauci's a guy that made his deal with the devil in Goethe's writings, G-O-E-T-H-E, and I can't pronounce the name right, but Dr. Faust made his deal. And it's interesting, Doug, because he's the guy that sold his soul, basically the devil. It's interesting. He was named Faust, and we were so close with Fauci. The thing that I don't think people understand is that the horrors out there are so great against these little ones. People will get more angry at the word pissed off than they will at this fact that daily hundreds of thousands of children are going missing. What's going on? Or you add in all of the medical contempt for humanity. We've got Joseph Mengele on steroids. It's not like he's cloned 1,000 times. We have the medical community, which used to have a Hippocratic oath. Now they're taking a Hippocratic oath, hypocritical oath, because they're having to go by the rules dictated to them, or they lose their jobs, they lose their pensions, they're stripped of their medical credentials, and we're watching that happen right now. But where is, and this is the thing, identifying the problem is not enough. A solution has to be given. It was once said, I didn't make it up, but people remember this, if things can't be answered by the ballot box, they'll end up being answered by the bullet box. And there's variations of that, you know, cartridge box. But the point is that the escalation of tension is there. And I want to tell people, there are a lot of people, you watched what's happening to Stuart Rhodes. You've watched what's happening to the January 6th rally, whatever it was. You know, it wasn't an insurrection. And now you're finding out that General Milley, of fame and fortune, the head of the JCS, Joint Chiefs of Staff, now the evidence is coming out, he orchestrated the whole thing. I don't know if you saw that, Doug, but here's the thing. That is, the U.S. military went operational against those people that had been determined, anybody who was a conservative, anybody, and not to mention all the federal people, what were there, 80, 90 federal agents involved? I remember seeing, Gina Haspel, the former director of the CIA, in the foreground, the Capitol building in the background, and she was holding a little American flag and a MAGA hat. Well, that was after Donald Trump had fired her. So the question is...
Before you go into that, I just want to say this. On that speech last night, it's interesting you say about the bullet box, because Biden warns democracy is under attack as midterms enter final stretch. And he said, we don't settle differences in America with a riot, a mob, or a bullet or a hammer, referencing Pelosi. We settle them peacefully. And then he stumbled, meant to say ballot box, but said bullet box. I don't know whether you caught that a couple of times.
I didn't, but that good catch. That illustrates what we're talking about. I don't know when. I know there's a time when things go active. I know there's a time we're breaking. Maybe it's Thanksgiving will be the day, because it was an American tradition that honored God, that said, thank you, God, for all of your blessings. And to those that want to take away true American history, again, instead of going and, swallowing a pitchfork, go choke on your own vomit. See, Doug, here's the thing. It's no longer a matter of niceties. We're not in a nice world. We no longer live in a free country, in my opinion. We no longer have the rule of law in everybody's vision or perception. How long before these maggots in the mainstream media who call for our, disposal, who call for our being shut up, well, they just basically, punch their keyboard and here's a script for today. The time of it going kinetic is fast approaching. My definition of kinetic is when people understand that they're going to lose everything unless they fight for something. Now, that's a powerful statement. And I think when people understand this, that you as a father or as a single mom, how do you deal with the fact that empty stomachs and the bridge between empty shelves and empty stomachs, Doug, most people don't even get that yet.
No, they don't.
But there's a disconnect between their brain, their esophagus, and their stomach.
Well, they laughed at Alex Jones when he was, it was a little bit of a parody talking about eating his neighbor, but I'll tell you what, I mean, that's not far off from where we're at.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting story. One of our listeners, supporters, you would know his name, told me that he was in a rural area of one of the Midwestern states. And he was in a little grocery store, kind of like a little market for a small community. And two guys drove up in a trailer and a smokehouse. And they started talking, my friend, and after those guys left, by the way, they were both high-ranking cops from Atlanta. No names were mentioned. I don't know their names, so I couldn't tell you their names, but here was the thinking. They knew from their intel, evidently, at the level, and these weren't like beat cops and they weren't detectives. These were high guys. They had actually bought land in the middle of the country to get away and had set up a redoubt or what's another word for that? A survival area, to go to, shelter area. When queried by the store manager who relayed the story to my friend, they were going to use the smokehouse, I think I've referred to this, and to kill and provide meat, human meat, to the people at the time when everything broke down. Now, most people will think, oh, that's too out there. we haven't even begun to see out there. A good example, Elon Musk wears his Iron Man suit, and on the Iron Man suit, you have the head of the Baphomet and an upside-down cross.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw that, correct?
Yeah, I did. And people are lauding Musk and thinking he's all that, when in fact, I got some questions.
Yeah, well, I saw him in the most recent thing with the black T-shirt on, says Occupy Mars. I'm not sure he hasn't already been there. And the reason I say that is the name Elon, and this is a historic fact, Dr. Wernher von Braun, who was the head of NASA, basically, after coming to the United States through Operation Paperclip, where we brought in a bunch of the Nazi scientists, gave them different names and put them into positions of power, really, he wrote a fictional novel called The Mars Project. And the Mars Project was governed by the brightest men in the world. And guess what they were called? That group of brilliant men was called the Elon, E-L-O-N. So I'm thinking today, Occupy Mars. My question to him in a public session would be, so tell us about the bases on Mars, will you, Mr. Musk? Now, maybe I don't think you could become the richest man in the world without having access to some of the most, covered up, covered over intelligence there is. And because people will more willingly embrace a lie than to seek out the truth, people are looking now for Musk to be the savior of Twitter.
Yes.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Doug.
No,
I'm at a loss for words right now.
There was an article that came out today about Musk groveling to the ADL. It will enforce their censorship rules, their guidelines, their agenda at Twitter. It's, again, a new boss, same as the old boss. And I think at some level, especially with Twitter, if that's recognized as a town square digitally, over Parler and Gab and other such platforms, well, okay, they need to do that. So I'm looking at Musk I got to tell you, I'm not liking what I'm seeing in a lot of respects. Yet people will say, oh, he's going to be the savior of Twitter. I think more investigation needs to be done with him.
It's tough for people to understand that throughout history, supernatural entities can possess human beings and bring about Lucifer's ultimate plan for the ultimate destruction of all human beings. Musk comments to combat hate, I'm just looking over here, is so obvious, like you said, new boss, same as the old boss. But why is it that people, I even talked to a Christian that thought Musk was really okay. I said, did you see the Baphomet on his chest? Did you see the upside down cross? I don't know if our phone call got short or I got tired of the silence on the other end of the line. But anyway, the thing is that we now are at a point where insanity rules the day, where vacuous indifference is what fills the cranium. The skull cavity is a better term. And we are now where men will not endure sound doctrine, as the Bible states, but will embrace every whimsical, every unimaginably evil practice, like sitting back and watching our children sexually mutilated. I put up an article today about that, and the guy, great writer, he said, even the Aztecs would be appalled. You understand human sacrifice in the Aztec, Inca, and Mayan religions, you would be just amazed at the power of that statement. In other words, we, in allowing that to happen in the United States, have transgressed all lines of moral decency, of human decency, or any concern for the perpetuation of the human race. Giving children, mandating 15 Center for Disease creators, agreeing unanimous to make it childhood vaccinations of CV19, I think that it is critical. Thank you, Eric. That's the story that I was referring to. I think it's important that people absolutely scream about this because, again, Doug, we've watched things with fertility decline to be non-existent, women having some of the most horrific reactions, the ones that are alive, with their ability to, you know, carry babies or even conceive. This is the ultimate, if you will, grinding the face of mankind, created in the image and likeness of a living God. By the way, in the image, yes, likeness can only be restored through Jesus Christ, because the Bible says only through Jesus can we become new creations and the old things pass away. The day comes, Doug, you're silent. The day comes, Alex is silent. The day comes, Mike Adams is silent. The day comes, I'm silent. I'm just using us. There's plenty of people out there. You know, I don't watch much TV because I'm too busy right now in the film. By the way, I'll just give you a film update. The film update should be out. I thought it could be out earlier. We're probably looking at somewhere between mid-December and the end of December. And we'll be sending information out, and I'll be posting it on my website. But it's going to be amazing. It's not just the Mexican artifacts or the Peruvian artifacts or the South American artifacts. It is such original information that the whole dialogue of the Anunnaki that Zachariah Sitchin wrote his 12 books over, it was based on the ultimate deception of fallen angels literally appearing before him. And that's according to his best friend. And we have him, his best friend, Zachariah Sitchin's best friend, telling about the experiences that Zachariah had with the Anunnaki. And for the record, most people don't know this, Zachariah Sitchin made the statement that the head of the Anunnaki was Lucifer. Huh. No wonder in this new, you know, documentary we're producing, it's gone beyond just the ancient aliens and Egyptians in the Americas. It's going into the whole wartime setting between the enemies of God claiming they created us and the redemption by God of those who he created. It's incredibly well written. Kudos to Daniel Holdings. It's in edit, narration's done, everything. So our editor's laying down the tracks, and it's an astonishing, if we were this much of history, now we're this much of history. I think people are going to be blessed. I don't know when the new trailer will be out, but all I can tell you is this, is that those who claim the aliens are saviors and carry placards saying, I want to have your baby, if you saw what is present in that presentation we did on the conference, Doug, and if you put that up one more time, Eric.
Sure, yeah.
What the sexual, how do I say this carefully? The sexual act and the sexual offspring are so hideous that I've held back a lot of the images. And by the way, those won't be in the film. That are just too disgusting. It's trying to get people to understand that the Egyptian alien connections in the Americas, the mini conference, is probably the most important thing you'll know as to the coming deception. And we're following it up with the documentary film. In my opinion, it will be the most, how should I say this, provocative, question-answering documentary that we've ever done. And we touched on ground that no one would deal with, no one would take. And I want to make sure people understand this. In the whole giant fallen angel, they guard, the Smithsonian, which, by the way, are the gatekeepers to real history, to spiritual warfare. They know what's going on. The intelligence agencies, they know what's going on. So when they put out such a pathetic presentation on as the congressional hearing on UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon, that's a slap in the face of truth. It was the biggest how should I say this, biggest rewarmed cauldron of vomit that's ever been experienced on the planet Earth.
Steve, we're out of time. God bless you, man. This went quickly, and it was a really impactful program. I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, God bless. Folks, that'll do it for me tonight, for us tonight. God bless.